Mini episode 645 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Sportsology, delivering unconventional columns and webcasts about sports, TV, music, movies, and more. Follow them on the web at sportsology.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to mini episode 645 of the FDH Lounge. This is FDH managing partner Rick Morris on solo duty this week for an abbreviated version of our NFL Week 12 preview thanks to the Thanksgiving holiday, although I do have Kyle Ross's picks and notes as well. Last week I went 8-5-1, 1-2 on my big three, and 1-0 on my 1,000-star gold-plated lock of the millennium, bringing me to 85-71-4 on the year for all of my picks, 17-16 on my big three, and 5-6 on my locks. Kyle had a very rare tough week at 1-4, but he's still way profitable for the year at 35-27-1. We open with the Thanksgiving games, but we'll skip the nightcap until the end because it's part of my big three. Detroit hosts Philly with the game as a pick 'em after opening at the Eagles -1. Given the respective momentum of both teams, it's just one of those games where the outcome feels too obvious, so I'm going the other way and taking Philadelphia. Kyle agrees, and it's one of his recommendations for the week, feeling that they're undervalued against the Detroit team that has only put up 20 points from their offense once this season. Later, Dallas is laying 1 to Carolina at home after the game opened as a pick 'em. With Tony Romo back, this is a spot that feels very ripe for the Panthers' first loss, but they are very motivated in their surprising role as underdogs, so I'm on Carolina. Kyle disagrees, making his second pick here, going with a Cowboys team that has struggled in tight games and he feels is due for some regression to the mean. Carolina has just been the opposite with their luck in tight games. Moving to Sunday, Minnesota's at Atlanta and is getting 2.5, which is a steady number. This is a game that you have to view on a macro level since it may be a knockout game for the NFC playoffs. Right now, I believe in the Vikings to be there, and I don't believe in the Falcons anymore after their wretched stretch, so I'll take the points. But this is another game where Kyle is looking for regression from both teams, so he disagrees, taking the Falcons over a Minnesota team that he still believes is overrated and may have been exposed last week. The Rams are at Cincinnati, getting 8 points up from the initial touchdown. Again, the Rams are one of the toughest teams in the league to figure out, so that complicates any attempt to forecast them. But their quarterback situation is so bad right now that Jeff Fisher left in a concussed Case Keenum, and the Bengals should be coming in firing hot after laying eggs on national TV the last 2 weeks. I'll take the Natty. Kyle agrees with my general line of thinking, but again, defers on the unpredictable Rams. Washington hosts the Giants, getting 1.5 after opening as a 2.5-point favorite. Normally, Kyle is all over the team that opens as the favorite and becomes the dog, and it's sound thinking in terms of bucking the public, but again, I'm never afraid to join the public if I think they're right. The Skins are in disarray after last week's thumping, and New York's off a bye. In a game that smothers the Redskins' last chances in the NFC East this year, I'll take the G-Men. Kyle finds this one too perplexing for a pick with the DC team much better at home, and again, New York off a bye. In a rematch of the AFC Championship game for the 2002 NFL season, Tennessee hosts Oakland and is getting 2 points up from 1.5. We've discussed the concept of biorhythms, or surfing positive and negative waves, on the show recently. It's hard to time when you think things are about to break the other way for a team. I was wrong about Oakland 2 weeks ago that they were going to rebound, and right about last week not being their time. I'm predicting, again, that this is their window to turn it around and stay at least somewhat alive in the playoff chase. Raiders to cover the 2. Kyle wants to take the Titans. If you've been following the show, of course he does, but he will lay off here. Kansas City is hosting Buffalo, weighing 5. The Chiefs have been one of the hottest teams in the league over the last several weeks, but they feel inflated here against a Bills team that, while erratic, can be very tough on both sides of the ball. I'll take the dog here. Kyle wants to take KC, but agrees that they're overvalued, although he praises them for their fifth-best point differential in the league. The Jets host Miami, laying a fairly consistent 3.5 points in a game that could finish off the Fish's last remaining playoff hopes. Like the Raiders, New York's been in a tailspin that seems about due to break. With their own season teetering on the brink, I'll take them here to stay alive and to cover. Kyle is too leery of the hook to join me in making a call that he otherwise would. Jacksonville hosts San Diego, laying 4 points after an open of 4.5. Nobody's broken my heart more from a handicapping perspective this year than the injured and underachieving Chargers, and I'm pretty sure that nobody's even close. So my pick is either coming from supreme stubbornness or the intelligence to not be jaded by disgust from past performances. I'm honestly not sure which one applies. But if we do apply the principle of wondering what the point spread would have been for this game in the preseason, there is value here for the Chargers. I'm going to cling bitterly to them here to cover. This is a bridge too far for Kyle, who will lay off. The 49ers host Arizona and are getting 10 points, up from 7.5 at the open. The public is all in on the Cardinals right now, well behind where I was when I picked them to win the NFC West before the season. But we may now be getting to the point where their lines are a bit inflated and they may be due for a letdown. San Francisco has been able to put up respectable performances defensively on a few occasions here and there, and the notion of them sneaking in through the back door seems compelling, so I'll actually take them to cover. Kyle says it's dog or pass for him in these situations, and he will pass. In a rematch of the horribly officiated Super Bowl 40, the Seahawks are at home and laying 5 to Pittsburgh, up from 4.5 at the start. As Kyle has noted before, it's dangerous to put too much on macro-level justifications, but Seattle needs this game more in the playoff chase than the Steelers do, and there is the chance for them to keep building on their momentum from last week. A weak performance here could put them out of their misery, and maybe these are famous last words after their staggeringly mediocre season thus far, but I just don't see it ending this way. Take the Seahawks and lay the 5. Kyle's only note is that he knew I was going to reference revenge from the Super Bowl. Sunday night brings one of the most eagerly anticipated games of the year, with the Patriots laying 5 on the road to the Broncos. But instead of being the latest chapter in the Brady-Manning rivalry, it could be the first game in the Brady-Osweiler rivalry. Denver is in disarray offensively, and while they finally established the run game last week, they probably won't have enough balance to save their new QB in his second career start against a team that chews up young slingers. New England covers the 5. Kyle feels that it will be close, but like me, is wary of the coach and quarterback matchups here, so he will lay off. On Monday night, in one of the most truly revolting matchups that ESPN could have received, the Browns lay 2.5 at home, up from 1 initially to Baltimore. It's a revenge spot for the Ravens, who lost to this clown show at home earlier this season, but their injury situation has pushed past the ridiculous to reach the truly sublime. It's going to be hilarious and tragic to hear all of the drunken morons in the crowd booing and throwing garbage as Josh McCown puts up 400 yards just because it's not their beloved Johnny Clipboard. Kyle's only note is to join me in harshing on Johnny Manziel and the Browns. I will take the Browns in this spot. For my big three, which is 17-16 for the season, we start with the Packers, hosting Chicago on Thanksgiving night, laying 8, up from 7 at the open. Given the Pack's struggles before the Minnesota game and the Bears' recent revival, this line seems inflated, but there's going to be such tremendous emotion in Lambeau with the Brett Favre jersey ceremony and Bart Starr's return for the occasion that this seems like a game that gets dictated by it. That happens sometimes in the NFL, and I think it happens here. Pack minus 8 in this spot. Kyle is putting aside his usual preference for division dogs over a touchdown to abstain for these very reasons. Houston hosts New Orleans, laying only the standard 3 points, down from 3.5 initially. It's a why-ask-why special for me, as I can't figure out how the red-hot Texans, even if they have the hapless Brian Hoyer at the helm, could not be getting more respect from the oddsmakers. I can't make a case for the Saints right now, but that line is freaking me out too much, so I'm going to go the other way and take them to cover. This is a pick for Kyle also, as he likes Drew Brees off of the Hoyer matchup, coming off of a bye, and with the albatross of Rob Ryan having been shed. For my 1,000-star, gold-plated lock of the millennium for NFL Week 12, my lock picks are 5 and 6 for the season, by the way, Indy is laying 3 at home to Tampa Bay, down from 4 at the Open. I've been saying for a while that the Colts will win few games outside their division this year, and they're coming off a fairly unlikely one from Atlanta. And the Bucs really seem to be coming into their own after dismantling the chronically disorganized Eagles last week. For my second dog in the Big 3 this week, and first dog for a lock pick this year, I will take the Buccaneers. My dog picks are 2-0 as Big 3 plays this year, so I'm hopeful. Kyle agrees with me, making this a pick affirmatively on the improving Bucs and negatively against the overpraised Matt Hasselbeck. So my lock pick of Tampa Bay joins Green Bay and New Orleans in my Big 3. Kyle is on Philadelphia, Dallas, New Orleans, Atlanta, and Tampa Bay. Kyle and I will be back to the normal format next week, breaking down NFL Week 13. Thank you for checking out this abbreviated NFL preview version of the FDH Lounge, and we hope it is a happy Thanksgiving for you and yours.
As we bring the show to a close, we would like to extend our deepest gratitude to NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, All Clear Channel affiliates, TNT, TBS, USA, UPN, Deadspin.com, YouTube.com, YTMND.com, MySpace.com, various blogs, Fox News, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, IamBored.com, Billboard.com, Google.com, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, ESPN Classic, NBA TV, NFL Network, Sports Time Ohio, Athlon Magazine, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, The Boomerang Channel, QVC, BET, The Spice Channel, Steno Notebooks, Manwich, Papermate Office Supplies, Waitresses, Strippers, Bartenders, Garbage Men, Janitors, Microwave Popcorn, The Writers of The Office, The Scrubs, Entourage, My Name is Earl, Oz, Metalocalypse and the Boondocks, Awkwafina, and The Periodic Table of Elements.